You're listening to SBS News.
One of the most anticipated moments of any World Cup, for a variety of reasons, is when England first takes the field. That came for this World Cup in Volgograd against Tunisia. The English entered this tournament without the usual noisy hype, but they soon made some noise on the pitch. Captain Harry Kane scored in just the 11th minute of play as his side created a flurry of chances in attack. But a foul in the box by defender Kyle Walker gave away a penalty, allowing the Tunisians to equalise 10 minutes before half-time. That sent the game on a strange, and for England, frustrating course. Tunisia really wasn't dominating, but was doing well enough to keep out an England side maybe best described as careless at both ends of the field. It looked like the squad known as the Three Lions might have to settle for another underwhelming result, but one last corner in second half stoppage time proved to be one opportunity they couldn't spurn. Here's how BBC Radio's Five Live recorded it.
Corner, Trippier to take it, Maguire with the header, it's nodded in by Kane! He's done it for St George! He's won the opening match for England in Russia!
2 goals for Kane and 3 points for England from a 2-1 victory. Kane says his side put into action coach Gareth Southgate's principles of resilience and unity.
Credit to the lads, we kept going. That's what these games are about. It's a World Cup, you go into the last second. And we've done it for a while now since the gaffer's been here. He's really installed that into us and we spoke a lot about togetherness. And we've got a great bond off the pitch, so it's nice to obviously get the first game and see it on the pitch as well, see it working. Everyone, staff included, we're all delighted and we'll get on that plane happy tonight.
The other favourite in Group B, Belgium, had a smoother ride to their first 3 competition points. 3 second-half goals gave them a 3-0 win over Panama, playing in their first ever World Cup match. A surplus of opportunities for Belgium's talented front three meant goals were inevitable in Sochi, and Dries Mertens got things going with a volley just after half-time. Then, 2 goals to strike a Romelu Lukaku in the space of 6 minutes made sure the team known as the Red Devils didn't relinquish their lead. Those goals earned Lukaku the official Man of the Match award. He says this talented Belgian side has matured since the last World Cup and the 2016 European Championships.
We've got a lot of experience now. We've learned a lot from the last 2 tournaments. We're far more settled as a team now, and I think our performance in the second half really helped us. We now know what needs to be done for the second game.
That second game pitches them against the crafty, if not always attractive, Tunisian squad in Moscow on Saturday. England, meanwhile, plays next against Panama on Sunday. Wins for both Belgium and England in those matches will ensure they both go through to the knockout stage and would mean the clash of England and Belgium in Kaliningrad on June the 29th would be a battle to determine who wins Group G and who comes second. Day 5's other match saw Sweden and South Korea open their respective campaigns in Group F. Sweden emerged from the contest a 1-0 winner, and for that, they owe a debt to the much-maligned video assistant referee. The VAR pulled up play after the on-field referee denied Swedish appeals for a penalty midway through the second half. The replay showed the appeals were justified, and Sweden was awarded the spot kick, duly converted by captain Andreas Granqvist, for the game's only goal. The result has some excited for Sweden's next match against a German side desperate for redemption after their first-up loss to Mexico. But Swedish coach Janne Andersson says it'll be business as usual for his side, despite facing the world champions.
Well, they're the ones we're faced with, so they're the ones we have to try and beat. Whether that adds an extra, I'm not sure yet. We're going to prepare in the best way possible to do a really good game, and then we'll see.
That match is in Sochi on Sunday. Tonight sees 3 more matches, the 2 opening fixtures of Group H to round out the first tranche of games, then the first match of the second tranche of group stage games, where Russia will play Egypt. Russia is looking to reproduce the form that saw it win 5-0 in the tournament's opening game, whilst Egypt, after a loss, is again teasing the prospect that star Mohamed Salah will play, despite the fact he played no role in their opener against Uruguay. Poland will start favourites against Senegal in one Group H game, whilst Colombia and Japan will take their 2018 World Cup bow against each other in Saransk. Japan's already disrupted lead-in to the tournament hasn't got any easier, with news from their homeland of an earthquake in Osaka that's caused death and injury. Captain Makoto Hasebe says the thoughts of the team are with those back in Japan and admits the incident may affect the preparations of the Japanese players.
There are players whose relatives or families live in the affected area, and therefore they are worried about their safety and they might have been negatively impacted in terms of their emotions. But as a team, we would like to extend our support and say that if there is anything I can do as captain, I am ready to do that.
The Colombians will start as favourites, although not without problems of their own. Star James Rodriguez is in doubt for the match against the Japanese with an injury. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.